Mothers usually tell their daughters not to talk to strangers. But recently, my mother told me a story that contradicted that advice. In the summer of 2013, my mother met Helen, a homeless woman standing on the corner of a freeway entrance. She stopped to give her some money, but instead of it ending there, things developed in an unexpected way. I interviewed both Helen and my mother to get each of their sides to the story.
It was truly a hot day. Something in my heart moved and I stopped the car.
She walked up to me where I was standing, and I remember, and she gave me some chips and tortilla chips and like $5 or something, and we started talking. And I was in the boohoo phase where I was crying all the time. She kept coming by like a couple times a week. It was just the weirdest thing, because that isn't usually what happens. And I still I wonder why. It baffles me. It's like, what did she see in me?
I wanted to kind of help someone who is a stranger, whom I don't know. And here I had the opportunity on my lap, even though it was actually kind of challenging and I didn't know where it's going to lead us, I decided to continue with it.
See, what you have to understand is that when you are out on the street and you are a woman and you are alone, you naturally are suspicious of everybody. Okay, that is called survival. But I'm not paranoid. I'm not afraid of people, you know, or anything, but I'm always kind of cautious, you know.
During the economic recession, Helen lost everything. Her catering business, her home, and even her 12-year-old daughter, whom now lives with her father in Las Vegas. My mother and Helen began to meet up once a week. They would walk over to the park, my mother would bring her some food or coffee, and they'd sit and talk.
She's always been very supportive, and I really, really like that, because it's, to me, it's not like, you know, a case manager or somebody that's getting paid to pretend to be supportive. Her just giving me encouragement and telling me that, you know, this is all, you're going to be fine and it can all work out for you, because it's very easy when you're out here to get, I mean, negativity runs rampant. That's why I never stay by the shelter, because everybody blames everybody else. Nobody takes personal responsibility. Nobody tries to do anything to, you know, bring themselves up.
What they need is really dignity in order to make a progress. They need to feel hope. They need to feel that they are human beings. Just because they have no place to go, it doesn't make them less than other people. There's a quotation of Mother Teresa that came to my mind. Mother Teresa said, everybody likes to talk about homeless people, but no one likes to talk with homeless people. And I realize how true it is. Like, people, you know, they're willing to give some money to someone they see on the street, but they're really afraid to do more than that, to actually talk to the person.
What's so nice is that she treats me just like a regular person, because when you're homeless, and I don't care how you dress, I mean, most people, just to look at me, don't think I am. You know, but you get a vibe when people know that you are treated differently. Even if something as simple as, let's say, going to the emergency room to the doctor or something, I don't tell them that I'm in a shelter. I don't tell them I'm homeless, because then they immediately look down on you.
Then I visited the shelter a number of times and I felt like I'm a stranger there. And I always feel very awkward, and I don't know if it's because of me or the people there, but we both look at each other like we're from two different places.
She recalled one time when they went to lunch together in a local restaurant in South Pasadena.
And it was kind of a little strange, because they look at me, they know me, and then they look at her and they couldn't figure out what I'm doing with her.
She felt uncomfortable and admitted that she was even a little embarrassed. They had become close, but my mother still had a hard time defining how she felt about Helen.
Even in the way I relate to her, even though I maybe did more for her than other people, but yet I don't know if I could genuinely say that we are friends, you know.
Since listening to Helen's interview, my mother has changed her mind about this. Before, she felt uncertain and almost insecure about what Helen thought of her. She wondered, did Helen actually see her as a friend, or was my mother just someone who was helping her out? This is what Helen said.
I do see your mom as a friend. I do see her as a friend. And I think I honestly think without her, it would be so much more of a struggle for me. You know, when you have nothing, you learn to not take anything for granted. Just going out and having a coffee, you know, that's nice.
So if you get into a more stable situation, do you feel that you would still want to continue the relationship that you have with my mother?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I told her, I said, there's going to be a day when I'm going to take her to Starbucks.